This goes to Dr. V, like Victor, I-G-U-I-L-L-A, fax 989-773-2538, and Dr. Shake, S-H-A-I-K-H, fax 989-968-4302, regarding Timothy, last name Devlin, D like David, E, V like Victor, L, I, N like November, date of birth 9-6 of 1946. Dear doctors, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Devlin, who was last seen August 22nd of 2022, before he was diagnosed with oral cancer. Currently, he has a PEG tube, and he receives all feedings and medications through his PEG tube. There's no oral intake at all due to the cancer. He just completed 35 radiation treatments for the cancer, which is an inoperable tumor, according to his wife. And he did have about three treatments with chemotherapy, but it was not tolerated well by him, so that has been stopped. He has also been seeing his cardiology clinic for his shortness of breath. And he had his last echocardiogram done 9/14 of 2022, and he's going to have another one done this month for follow-up due to the increased shortness of breath. He has been started on Lasix 20 milligram daily and spironolactone 12.5 milligram daily for the shortness of breath. Both of those have helped, but it's not completely better yet. He's hoping after everything has been improved and hopefully cleared the cancer, he'll be able to resume some oral intake. He has lost 28 pounds since his last visit. And his appetite remains stable, and it has improved since he's been able to receive the feedings through his PEG tube. No current chest pain or palpitations. He does have a mitral clip that was placed 8/18 of 2022 in Midland. And that has reportedly been stable. And no diarrhea, blood, or melena. No current edema. Medications. He's on allopurinol, 100 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Crestor, 10 milligram daily, vitamin B12, 5,000 microgram daily, propranolol, 80 milligram twice a day, vitamin D3 daily, amantadine liquid, 100 milligram daily, Lasix is 20 milligram daily, and the spironolactone, 12.5 milligram daily. He also has nitrostat, nitroglycerin sublingual if needed, but he has not required that. Physical exam, weight is 169 pounds, pulse 87, and blood pressure 147 over 84. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 16th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.0, albumin 3.8, calcium is 8.9, sodium 140. Potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 4.1, urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. The CBC showed a low white count of 2.9, hemoglobin is 9.6, platelets are 79,000. This is being followed by his oncologist, Dr. D'Amico. It's D like David, A, M like Mary, I-C-O, in West Branch. Assessment and plan. congestive heart failure with a new echocardiogram pending this month, and a history of the mitral valve clip in August of 2022, hypertension, and Parkinson's disease. Currently, his labs are better than they have been, although we are going to ask him to continue to have lab studies done monthly, especially throughout this cancer treatment. And we'll try to arrange for a face-to-face visit in Mount Pleasant when he also visits Dr. Chumchai, which should be within the next few months. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.